This is a get to know us episode.
Yep.
She ChatGPT'd random questions.
What is the most memorable trip you've ever taken?
What's a talent that no one knows about?
What would your days look like if you didn't have kids?
What is the biggest fear you have?
What was the first CD you ever owned?
If I were president, what's the first thing you would change? And here is where real estate comes in.
What is a skill or hobby you always wanted to learn but never did?
Where would you live if you could live anywhere? And which one's that?
Welcome back to Millennia, the no BS real estate solutions for millennials, entertaining you while facing real life issues and giving you the tools, resources, and know-how to keep you moving up towards your housing goals. We're your hosts, Jen Inesky and Seth Lejeune, coming out of the greater Philadelphia area, and we are Millennia.
Welcome back. Today's going to be a fun episode.
Real quick, real short. We always say that and then it ends up being a half hour, but yeah.
I think that was two episodes ago, so sorry. This one is going to be, we decided to just write down random questions. So this is a get to know us episode.
Yep.
You're not going to learn anything about real estate in this one. I don't know.
We'll find a way to talk about
it. I'm sure. This is just going to be for funsies, get to know us. And we both wrote down an amount of questions we were going to do.
Randomly, we didn't tell each other what we wrote down. So it should be a fun discovery. And I guess we figured it out that we could answer our own questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also learned that I'm really bad on the fly of coming up with random
questions. Yeah, she ChatGPT'd random questions. I don't even know. I'm surprised ChatGPT was just like, you're on your own.
Yeah, the Wild West of using your own mind. So here we are. All right, you go first. And if you have questions, random questions that I don't have to use ChatGPT for the next time we do this, just write them down and we'll answer them.
What is the most memorable trip you've ever taken? Easy. I was in Europe. My kids were 5 and 7. My wife is Hungarian and third generation Hungarian. And we took my father-in-law back, went to Budapest, went back to the town that his family was from. And then we flew to Nice to see her aunt. And then we went to Paris alone with the kids. And we were really worried it was like going to be really hard with a 5 and 7 year old. They had a blast. Everyone had a great time. It was the best trip.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome trip.
Mine don't involve children. I almost wrote this one. What's a talent that no one knows about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I talk
quilt
so much.
Ironing?
I used to make quilts.
Yeah.
That's not really interesting, though. I don't know. I can write.
Okay.
I'm a published poet. That's not necessarily a talent. It was something I won. And okay. I'm published in a book. So, sure.
You're a writer. Writing is a talent you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why you find me like writing things out versus putting myself on a camera on Instagram, like you say, because I'm far better at writing things out than I am speaking at nothing.
Yeah, you're getting better on camera.
Thanks. Other than that, I don't know if there's other talents that I have that people don't know about because I talk too much. And so
what's another talent that our audience wouldn't know? I mean, you talk about your talents and we got to get you a talent.
I can cook. I'm no Chef Inesky over here.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Jambalaya.
Well, that's not
I
bad.
Make a mean jambalaya.
Okay.
And a mean quiche.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Don't sell yourself short, Inesky.
It's more than just, it's not very hidden. I don't hide many things.
I'm
a very secretive person.
But the thing is, I've known you for a long time. I had no idea you make good jambalaya. So it's a little
more
hidden.
Do you want some the next time I make it? I just made a beef stew last week, too. It was pretty good. I froze some if you want it.
Oh, that's one of mine. I want you to answer this one.
That's not how you play the rules.
There's no rules. Just stop it.
It's not part of the rules, Seth.
Not part of the rules. All right. What do we got? We've got, what would your days look like if you didn't have kids? My days would look, there'd probably be a lot of golf, a lot of poker involved. I would probably volunteer or do something to fill up some of my time at night. But overall, it'd probably be what a lot of people envision, which is a lot less hectic, a lot more controlled, a lot more schedules. I would think that I don't think I would do like a lot of loafing around. I don't think I would just lay around. I think that would get old. I think in contrast to not having, if I had kids and then if I didn't have kids, I'd probably do a little bit of loafing around, but then I would need to fill my day with structure.
Yeah.
What about you?
I had a big question. Honestly, I would probably work nonstop because I time manage myself better now and section things off. And be able to give myself a point where I know I need to take care of me because I need to be able to take care of him.
Yeah.
And I can only take so much mentally. But when I didn't have kids, oh my God, work was my child. And that is like how I grinded up all the way to the top. So that, and I would probably travel a lot more because I don't, now I have, you know how it is.
You're up.
Okay. Even though I just answered that one and did a double.
Let's go. Stop worrying about structure.
What is the biggest fear you have?
That's a heavy question.
I'm not going that deep.
You don't know? That's okay. That's it.
No, now I'm going to think about it. What's yours? What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is probably getting sick and not being able to take care of my family.
Oh my God. Yeah. Same.
That's probably my biggest. I think that's for a lot of guys. I really do. I think a lot of guys are worried that like they would leave. Now, I always say it's, I'm surprised my wife doesn't stuff me with a pillow. I have so much life insurance. It'd be really easy. She'll just bury me in the backyard.
Don't say that publicly.
No, that's fine. No, I'll blow up her spot then.
No, yeah, no.
If she ends up doing it, they'll go back to this episode and be like,
there it is.
That was the idea. The plant was seeded on that, on episode number 27 of the millennia.
So are we even at 27?
I have no idea. I just made that up.
Okay. It'd be funny if we are. The real episode we're on is here.
We'll just tell the editor to make this the 27th episode.
No, now you say that, like, big failure. Biggest fear is, like, failure, not being able to be there for Jackson, like, physically or just
financially
monetarily.
Or yeah. Mentally. Yeah. Yeah. Because we're parents. So there's people who
rely
on us.
I almost got stuck in Jamaica, and like the biggest like pit of my panic attack that almost made me not be able to come back was like, what if something happens to me and I can't come back to him because he doesn't have another parent? And I'm the only one. Yeah. So something happening to me.
Yeah. By the way, anyone who's young and literally young parent, you should get life insurance. Just get life insurance, guys. I'm not a financial planner, but this isn't even financial advice. This is just common sense. You should get life insurance. If you're 35, you get a 30-year term. It covers till you're 65. But something happens, hit by a bus, get sick or whatever. I always tell my wife, I would die with a smile on my face because I know my family would be completely taken care of. It's important. All right.
To a lighter note, I hope.
What is the meaning of life? No.
Oh, good. You got that one.
What was the first CD you ever owned? Oh, yeah. What inspired your musical taste? Now, that is one hell of a question.
Yeah.
Is that ChatGPT?
No, it's mine.
That's yours? That's not ChatGPT?
Because I know what mine was. And
the first CD I ever owned was Into the Great Wide Open by Tom Petty. I bought it at the Sam Goody.
Much better than mine.
And for anyone that's like under the age of 25, there used to be these stores that you go in and you'd have to buy a record.
That's where you had to go?
Buy a CD.
FYE.
We had
FYE.
That was the first CD I ever had. The first tape I had was the original double-sided Billy Joel Greatest Hits.
What was the first cassette?
The first cassette. I had a lot of cassettes in my possession, but they were all hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
So what inspired my musical taste? And this is a great question because I'm the youngest of six. And so I was like 3-4 years old playing with Legos, and I had my oldest sister like listening to Frank Zappa, my next oldest sister like Depeche Mode, my next older brother like Van Halen, Led Zeppelin, then my next older brother was like just getting into like early like R.E.M. and that kind of stuff. So I was like literally through osmosis getting like so many different music, and I am a musician and I'm a drummer, and I think that was a big reason why is because I had so much like great music like drilled into me.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a big music fan for sure. Now I'm like, for some reason I've gotten into. Do you remember like the Behind the Music? Were you too young for Behind the Music on VH1?
Oh no, I remember that.
So Behind the Music's were like how like all these bands came to be. I've just done such a deep dive, and now Zuckerberg's got me on the algorithm where he just feeds me all these like backstories for movies and music. Like a lot of these albums from like the 80s and 90s, who collaborated with who. Just recently, Chad Smith did that thing on Drumeo where
that
he was Dua
Lipa. Jackson. It's one of Jackson's favorite videos is Chad Smith on Drumeo.
Yeah.
But he's doing Red Hot, he's doing
The
Kill.
He's doing
The Kill. I was thinking The Kill. I was trying to think of.
He also was Dua Lipa's drummer on, I can't remember the name of her song, but. He was just walking into the studio and Dua Lipa was there with her producer, and the producer turns, we were just talking. Hey, Chad, good to see you. We were just saying that this song needed live drums. Just get in there and just cut a track. Mm-hmm. And he did. And it was so interesting. I like how that song, like Dua Lipa and Red Hot Chili Peppers, i.e. Chad Smith, have like nothing to do with each other. Totally different genres. He's probably 35 years older than her. I think he's 60 and she's like in her 20s. And I think that's so interesting how that all comes together. Like,
that's like Travis Barker is very, everybody just only sees him as Blink-182, but he does drumming on so much rap and like all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting. There's that whole ecosystem you don't see at the Grammys, you don't see like in, but like when you go back and you start digging through old albums and who actually sat in on some of these albums. And there was a guy named Jeff Porcaro who is, if you're a drummer, you know who Jeff Porcaro is because he's like pretty much the most prevalent studio drummer in the 70s and 80s. Like, he was like on all Diana Ross's stuff. He was the drummer for Toto. Like, he was, but he was drummer for all kinds of bands. And I find that interesting. So I think I all born of the fact that I was like drilled with great music when I was younger.
My music did not come from us. What do you think my first CD was?
It was probably something like fucking Ace of Base or something like that. Wilson Phillips something. What year? Tell me what year.
I don't remember what year. Remember, there is a core memory in my mind.
So it was like probably like 2000, right?
I just don't think you're gonna get it.
It's not like
it is so random.
Oh, it's so random. Okay, but it's not like an Avril Lavigne or some kind of.
No, but Britney Spears may have been, but like
Michelle Branch or like Vanessa Carlton.
I think before that, I had Hoobastank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why.
They suck.
That was the first one that I had, but then it was like Britney Spears One More Time.
Hoobastank stinks.
Hoobastank.
Very apropos.
No, my taste in music had nothing to do with my. I thought that I just listened to everything my sister listened to, and I just never really but I never resonated with it until I heard the Blink 182 untitled album. That is where my music taste. That was the first album I ever listened to that I said, "Wait, I like this.
Yeah,
this is what I like." Yeah. And then my pop punk just expanded from there, baby. Yeah. And now I get to go see them.
Yeah, so I was literally like in the early 80s. I still remember the house I used to grow up in or I used to live in. And it was like NXS, Wang Chung, like all those cassettes. Yep.
I don't care.
You don't care? Still,
I don't know what pick yours. If I were president, what's the first thing you would change? And here is where real estate comes in. Anything that had to do with housing, affordable housing, putting any like some sort of regulation in, something to just this housing crisis.
Okay.
I would address it. Yep. I would also, how far do you want me to go? Because you know what my next one's going to be.
What
is my passion topic that I can rant on about a broken system?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us about
education?
Okay.
College costs, not like relieving prior debts or whatever. That's just been said and done and whatever, but just so much. Actually, no, the next thing would probably be something that nobody is talking about. And I can't believe nobody is talking about it. And it's credit, just like the credit system at all, and how like medical bills are affecting it. And then that goes into just like the medical industry and the inflation of costs and for what reason and just creditors. And
so, how would you change it?
That's the reason I'm not going for presidency. I don't even know where it freaking starts, to be quite honest. But like, I would at least start. There needs to be a conversation started about credit.
Okay.
Because the way and like the fact that nobody's talking about it, it's just like they can do whatever. The fact that it is so hard to build, but then can drop over the stupidest thing. And then it's so hard to bring it back up is just it shouldn't be that way.
Okay. And it's not going to be it's not going to be what you think, sorry. Which is a long, lengthy political diatribe, which I can go on. I would ban loud cars and motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hate loud. I'm sorry if anyone out there.
You're going to get some clapback on that.
Fuck
one.
It. I don't care. I don't want to hear your shit. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear you rev or rumble past my house or anything.
Used to be a motorcycle that would pull into the back alley when I was younger, growing up at home. Motorcycle that pulled into the back alley as I was going to sleep every night at 9:30, 10 o'clock, every single night. And then my sister, who is way less, that has no filter in her mouth in any way whatsoever, would shout out her wish.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. And a lot of people don't realize this, but the Harley Davidson, like, you know, muffler left, that was discovered by accident. It was a defect in one of the models. And then Harley Davidson tried to take it away, and there was this huge uproar. And that's why those motorcycles are intentionally loud now, because of a defect. And it's just,
an episode of Seth Knows Everything About Everything.
It's not anything I'm interested in listening to. So just get it done.
That's Biden. What you would do with your president.
Get it done, Biden or Trump. You got my vote. Biden or Trump. I don't give a shit. Just get it done. What is a skill or hobby you always wanted to learn but never did? Huh. Is that ChatGPT?
Yes.
That's fucking ChatGPT. What is a skill or hobby you always wanted to learn but never did? I don't know, man. I don't have a lot of regrets or anything like that. I don't know. I don't have anything where I wish I went and learned how to surf or learned how to knit or iron quilts like you used to, weirdo.
I sewed quilts, thank you.
He sewed quilts.
And ironed them.
Hey, it's a completely normal thing for a 32-year-old. Quilts.
They were for kids with cancer at Children's Hospital.
When you think of quilts, you think of a 32-year-old millennial. Definitely.
Damn straight.
Definitely. From Delco. Yeah, definitely.
We give them to cancer patients at CHOP, yeah, whatever.
Lots of quilts there. I don't know. I don't have any of those kinds of like regrets. Mm. Or I wish I had learned how to do that. I certainly wish I could have continued with my drumming. It was pretty decent. And
so do I. You would have been able to teach Jackson.
Yeah, but kids and family and logistics took. But I'll get back to that. I'm looking in probably the next year or so to get back into it. And then because the kids are going to get older and I can start re-engaging some of that stuff. Certainly we'll re-engage a lot more poker, a lot more golf too. But hey, this is a word of the wise, guys. If you don't have a hobby or anything else to do outside of working and parenting, you should get one. Because the kids are going to be gone one day and you should have something where you don't have to start from scratch. Take it from me.
I'll do so much more archery. Jackson actually wants me to do more archery at home because I have a target outside. I have my bow.
Do it.
Yeah. I don't know why I don't.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I didn't intentionally pick yours.
What?
Pick that up.
Is it the same one?
Pick it up.
Is this ChatGPT?
No.
If you could live anywhere.
This one is where would you live if you could live anywhere? And which one's that?
If you could live anywhere in the U.S., regardless of price and logistics, where would it be? So a little word salad-y, Anuski.
Whatever. I have to go first.
Regardless of price and logistics.
Promise.
Yeah, that's right. No collusion.
Okay, either. One of them I've been to and one of them I have not. And then one of them I would love to, except I'm not fit for it. One is Tennessee, because I actually, when I went down there for my friend's wedding a couple years ago, hey, I love the style of homes. They're mm-hmm. beautiful. And they're just like, I don't know. It's just that style that I like I'm driving around.
Southern
I'm like,
style.
Yeah. And I like just the proximity of things. Getting into Nashville was so simple and easy and not very far versus like, I'm just comparing driving into Philly is an absolute nightmare from any direction. So I really liked.
So anywhere in the world, regardless of price
logistics. I said United States. Oh, so this is.
Anywhere. Okay. Anywhere in the United States. The traffic patterns of Nashville are your most attractive and the housing stuff.
I didn't say most attractive. I said that is somewhere where I have been to.
Okay.
Somewhere that I haven't been to.
Pick a spot. Where could you live? You got $1 billion. You can move anywhere. You can do whatever you want. Anywhere.
I haven't traveled enough. What I was going to say is there's also, I would love to live in Wyoming or Colorado.
Okay.
But I do not have the skill set for it or for those winters.
Okay.
As far as, yeah, I don't know if I am built to be able to manage a type of property that I would want if I were married to a...
You have $1 billion. You can become a gentleman farmer. You can just pay someone to do everything. You sit on your porch.
Then probably like Wyoming or Colorado.
Okay.
It's beautiful. However, I'd love to be near a beach or at least accessible to a beach. Well, but I have $1 billion and I can fly anywhere.
That's why we're asking the question because it's a very loaded question.
Or San Diego, haven't been there, but I've heard that the weather is quite literally perfect at any
all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I have.
So Wyoming or California or Tennessee. I'd pick Philadelphia. Actually, great place. This is a great place to raise a family. It really is. But if there were no kids and nothing involved, I would probably do something. And money was no issue, I'd probably do California. I'd probably live between LA and San Francisco, like on the coast somewhere where there was more people. I wouldn't want rural. I'd get bored and it would take forever to get anywhere. I'd want to be like in the thick of things. I'd want something that was like had action in it.
I don't want traffic.
But I don't know. But I'm not talking about traffic. But I'm talking about something like suburban, not city.
I'll tell you what, when I was out in Wyoming, I loved that there wasn't a single traffic light.
Yeah, but I think if I was to live there, I think it would be a little too slow for me. I think I would need something. It would take, because don't forget, it takes forever to get anywhere. You think 20,
yeah, I know. Far,
20 minutes to get everywhere.
Well, that's like, why I said Colorado is a little bit more, it's structured for an economy a little bit better than, a lot better than Wyoming is.
Yeah, well,
like,
Colorado.
But I don't mean like Denver, like down around Durango. Like I love the Durango and Mancos
area.
That's
fine. That's fine. I think I would want, if I was to live somewhere, I would have more going on and then I would be able to go travel and go to like my Lake Tahoe house or my Florida house or whatever, Texas ranch or whatever, but I would want to be around other people. So I think it would probably be like north of LA or south of San Francisco or even outside of Carlsbad, but like an area outside of San Diego, just because, and you can get anywhere from those airports. So if I have $1 billion, I'm not staying put. I'm going to go travel.
I have $1 billion. I got my own airport. I don't know. I grew up too close to the city and I don't love being in the chaos of all of it. I like being on the outskirts. So I think what it comes down to is I haven't traveled enough. I need to see more places to figure out where I could live with disposable income.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good. We're
all
empty.
If you have one random, give me random questions to be able to ask because I can't think of my feet.
Give us some random questions. We'll answer them on the fly.
Because apparently we're asking the same ones. So
that's right.
All right. Hope you enjoy getting to know us. See you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Millennia. For more information or to connect with us directly, you can always get a hold of us on Instagram at Millennia Podcast LLN, or through each of our pages at Janusky Gets It Done or at Ask Seth Anything. Until next time, keep moving up. Later.